The skies over Texas will soon be buzzing with a familiar sound and sight, the presidential plane known as Air Force One. President-elect George W. Bush is expected to travel frequently from Washington to Texas, and of course, he'll fly on Air Force One. Brigadier General James Cross made that trip countless times himself as the man who piloted Air Force One for President Lyndon Johnson. Cross says LBJ picked him for the job after he made record time on a flight to Florida. Cross recalls that he had more than a few adventures flying for LBJ. We asked him about a round-the-world trip he made in December 1967. The Prime Minister of Australia had died, and the President was traveling to the funeral. On the return trip to Washington, Air Force One made several stops, including Vietnam and Rome, shortly before Christmas Day.
And just as we leveled off after leaving Rome, 33,000 feet, the President came in the cockpit and said to me, are we going to have good weather all the way to Andrews? And I said, well, Mr. President, sir, we won't be making it all the way nonstop to Andrews. We have to stop in Lodges for fuel. Lodges Field, which is in the Azores. He said, is that an Air Force base over there? And I said, yes, sir, we have rights over there, and we have an Air Force presence there. He said, do they have a base exchange? And I said, yes, sir, they do. He said, well, this was about 2 o'clock in the morning. He said, well, call the commander over there and just tell him that the president and his guests and the crew of this airplane would like to use the PX and do some Christmas shopping. And I said, yes, sir. So we did. We opened up the PX about 3 o'clock in the morning in the middle of the Atlantic. And the president, his guests, as well as the entire crew, got on an old school bus-looking thing and drove down to the PX and shopped there for about an hour on the way back to Andrews. Once we completed our shopping, of course, and the refueling was complete, we took off and arrived back at Andrews around 8 or 9 o'clock Christmas Eve morning of 1967. That was the most notable flight that we ever made. Made it in about just under 5 days, all the way around the world.
General Cross, what did it mean to you personally to be the president's pilot?
Well, it was a great honor. I came off a small farm in southern Alabama, 13 miles south of the town of Andalusia, and never imagined in my life that I would be in that position. I always expected, of course, I'd been in the Air Force for a number of years, and I thought, well, perhaps I'll stay in the Air Force for 25 or 30 years and retire as a lieutenant colonel or perhaps a colonel. And to have been afforded that wonderful experience and opportunity and end up, thanks to the president, being promoted to brigadier general was just beyond my wildest dreams. So it was a great honor. And indeed, even after I retired, I was very close to the president and his family, and still am. And I was the fellow that was called upon by Ms. Johnson when the president died to escort her through the funeral. So it was a wonderful but sad duty and honor for me to do that.
General Cross, how do you spend your days nowadays?
Well, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but I'm a rancher. And I have a 600-acre ranch where I live here out in the country, west of Waco, about 50 miles. And I spend every day looking over my fences, looking over my cattle and feeding my cattle and that sort of thing. So I stay very active, and I'm very happy doing it.
Do you miss flying?
Not really. You know, I flew for 28 years, and I had a number of opportunities when I retired from the Air Force to go with corporate flying or that sort of thing, but I chose to stay home with my family. For example, I had spent six years away from my family on most of the holidays. I was always with the president wherever he was, and after he became the president, he was always at his ranch. Christmas time and holidays like Thanksgiving and that sort of thing. So I decided that, well, by golly, I've had a wonderful career. Anything I would do now in the way of flying would be anticlimactic. And consequently, I hadn't spent a great deal of time with my youngsters and my wife and so forth. And so I decided that, no, I wouldn't fly anymore, and I just quit flying. Now, that's not to say that if I were a wealthy man and had the wherewithal to own my own jet, I might still do it, but I would do it on my own terms rather than at somebody else's whim.
James Cross flew Air Force One during the LBJ administration. He joined us from his home near Waco, Texas. Thank you, General Cross.
You're mighty welcome, and I thank you for the visit.